Argue, argue, talk, 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 exaggerate, argue, pontificate, argue, just talk, shut talk, up. Talk, why won't you listen? Argue, why shut, won't you talk, see? I know the story, just listen to me.
You're better off when you're spouting off. And now, here's your host, Karen Cataline.
My, but it's good to be home, Karen Cataline, with you on my very own show, Spouting Off, here on BBS Radio Station 1. I've been doing a lot of other people's shows, and boy, oh boy, it is a joy, a pleasure, an honor to do other people's show, but it's shows, but it's especially nice to come home and do my own. You're listening to Spouting Off, and we talk about just about everything here, and, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches with all that's going on right now, Tuesday at 11 Mountain, 10 Pacific, and 1 p.m. Eastern. Please give me a call if you care to. I'll take a call on just about anything. I love arguing. Of course, you know, you better have your best game because, you know, feisty Jewish women love to argue. That doesn't mean we're always right, but of course, in my case... I think I am. Anyway, the number to call is 888-627-6008. If you got something that's just you're dying to talk about, here's a great place to do it. I would love to take your call. In the meantime, please visit me at www.karencataline.com this afternoon. And it has been several times now. I'm just having a blast filling in periodically for Alan Nathan on The Alan Nathan Show. And you can find more at MainStreetRadioNetwork.com. This afternoon, and that is Tuesday, February 4th, if you're listening to this live, I will be on The Alan Nathan Show talking about this and, well, all the stuff going on. And there is a plethora of stuff going on. So do find me there. And when I get the podcast, I will do my best to get it up at my website at www.karencataline.com. I am not keeping up with all the guest shots that I do because I'm doing a lot more. And that too is a blessing. So now it's kind of, well, here's an example of a guest shot that I did, but boy, you know, I'm having a real great time talking to talk show hosts around the country. So let's get started. So we've got yesterday, the Iowa caucuses. Chaos, I tell you, chaos. And, you know, you can't buy this kind of advertising. Save your money, President Donald Trump, because all you got to do is just keep pointing to this debacle and disaster of not only the Iowa caucuses, which was a milestone in disasters, but look at the disaster of the left in San Francisco, a once beautiful city, Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Democrats run all those places, Washington, D.C., and they want to export all that disgusting policy to the rest of the country. And they've got big billionaires to do it. My question is, you got any schadenfreude here? And I got to tell you what schadenfreude is. It is taking joy in other people's misfortunes. And people tend to feel guilty about doing this. But when, and I've said this a couple times this morning on various other radio shows, but when you are cheering the failure of people who cheer for America to fail, I say, have at it, baby, and have fun. And that's what's going on. We are seeing in no uncertain terms that the left that sees fit to lecture the rest of us are among the most incompetent, corrupt, and unsavory characters ever. Does that mean everybody who votes Democrat is? No. They just need to start asking a few interesting key questions to fellow Democrats before they begin to realize that there is no there. There really is no reality to this fantasy that Democrats are living in. Unfortunately, they're trying to get us to live in that fantasy as well. And how are they doing it? Through force, not through persuasion. Got to say that again. Through force, not through persuasion. They don't want to just persuade us that they have better ideas. They want to lie, cheat, and steal and force it on us all. If you got to force people to buy what you're selling at the point of a gun, you probably don't have anything all that worth buying. And that's what's going on here. That is what's going on here. And we see it again and again. We're going to see it more and more down the road to this election year. But watch for it because, you know, have you ever known anybody who is just phony, fraudulent, and is always trying to put on the dog for other people, trying to tell you just how all that they are? It's amazing to me that people get that in their private lives, but they don't seem to apply the same knowledge that they have about human nature when it comes to politics. They somehow kind of bow down, some of them, not us, but they bow down and say, wow, you know, they must know what they're talking about because look at all these mainstream media. Look at ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times is telling us this and they're really responsible, right? No. They're not. They're full of propaganda. And just ask them, you know, where's your facts? Where's your evidence? Is there evidence to any of this? The next thing, which we will talk about, I mean, that's going on. So we had the Iowa caucuses last night. We are looking forward to a stellar, I tell you, stellar State of the Union address tonight, in which I simply cannot wait to watch the looks on the faces of Democrats who not only had a failed impeachment because Donald Trump will be acquitted tomorrow. Too bad he couldn't do it today. Should have been better today. But apparently, from one of the guests I've had earlier, it was all logistics and not a conspiracy. So I'll buy that, but only grudgingly so. I would like to have seen him acquitted yesterday, Monday, so that he could come in triumphant. But do you think triumphant Trump will come in triumphant tonight as he gives a most extraordinary State of the Union address extolling the virtues of his presidency and his administration and his successes in ways that the media simply refuses to report? They just will not report any of his successes. And by the way, if you want a really super site so that you can quote chapter and verse, it's a massive site of cataloging Donald Trump's successes and accomplishments. It's called MAGAPill.com, M-A-G-A. You know where we got that, where they got that from. Make America Great Again, pill.com, M-A-G-A-pill.com. And we have to throw the facts at them because they don't want to look at the facts. The media is not reporting it, so Donald Trump has to depend on you and I to tell him what the facts are. The time for being sheepish and overly polite is over. That's what I say. Over, I tell you. Now, before we take our first break, I do have to get a little bit more serious and quite somber. I was just horrified, like most conservatives, to learn that Rush Limbaugh is fighting advanced lung cancer. And, you know, a lot of us who have listened to Rush Limbaugh over the years, I remember calling him when I lived in New York City. And he was doing a local show, which was the run-up to his national show. And he said, call me on my national show. You're really good. I mean, I didn't say that for you to boast. But what an amazing, amazing character of Americana. This man has done so much for the conservative cause in times where he has taken more heat than anybody because he was a bigger target. And this is a man who has the integrity that the left that has criticized and tried to bring him down doesn't have. Not unlike Donald Trump, someone who is enormously capable, and that's why they're after him. If he was incompetent or if he started playing ball with the deep state and the swamp, I don't think that they would find him such a threat. And I think that's becoming clear to many, many more people than it was years ago three and a half to be exact, when the entire political establishment tried desperately to get you to believe that Donald Trump was a racist, a sexist, a homophobe. He's a guy. How many guys do you know who talk like that? I don't know too many guys who've been as phenomenally successful and as honest in a swamp as he has been. Rush Limbaugh, too. There are similarities between the two. But Rush Limbaugh is fighting this ugly disease. Thank God that we have great advances in medicine. And I must say, many of them are coming out of Israel. And, of course, Israel, too, is a giant target. You know, the more they do good, the more they get heat and hatred. I wonder if there's a pattern there. I don't know. So Godspeed to Rush Limbaugh. We hope he makes an absolute 100% recovery. And with the kind of technology there is today, I certainly hope that he is blessed with a complete and full recovery. Years ago, that used to be a death sentence, and I'm not sure it is anymore, and let's hope it is not, because that would leave just a profound void, not only in politics, but in broadcasting and every other way. Just an extraordinary man. I think we'll take a break right now, and we'll do a little bit more when we get back. And then, oh, I got to tell you about this great guest. I've got a feisty chick to have on this hour. It's Laura Loomer. If you can look her up during the break, I'll tell you more about Laura Loomer, who also has been flying, who's got a target on her because she likes to do things gutsy. And we'll learn more about what she's up to in after the second break when we come back. You're listening to Spouting Off here on the BBS Radio Network. And this is Karen Cataline. Stay tuned.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no obligation, no cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us on Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline. I got something else to spout off about. And this is something that's been bugging me for a while. Right now, because of the debacle of the Iowa caucuses and all these Democrat socialists and or communists are claiming victory, which is so hilarious. It's not unlike the way that they claim all kinds of things without facts to back them up. I mean, it's just amazing. They think if they say something, it must be true. They don't need facts. They don't need evidence. They can impeach a president without a crime, right? And then they get a bunch of people who are corrupt to buy that nonsense, to buy that kind of fantasy life. And oh yes, if you don't agree with that fantasy, and if you start questioning the fantasy, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a homophobe, you're a xenophobe, and on it goes. So that's the strategy, that's the tactic. We've seen it again and again. I think what you're going to see now is a push to make Michael Bloomberg the candidate, because after all, it doesn't matter that they've been demonizing Donald Trump for being a New York billionaire. Now they need one of their own New York billionaires, because really all they care about is power, not ideology. They don't have an ideology other than socialism. And Bernie Sanders is the only one who actually says he believes in it. The rest of them are going to try to claim that they're moderate. So I want to talk a little bit, and I'm trying to get to hear myself in my headphones. And of course, you know, this is live radio here. So give me a moment as I fix this, because I like hearing myself in my headphones. I don't know why. So I know I'm not snorting or something. Anyway, can't hear myself in my headphones, dear producer, but that's okay. As long as you're getting it, I'm getting it. All right. So what I want to talk about is the myth of moderation, the myth of moderate in the Democrat Party right now, and particularly in the field of Democrat candidates. It is astounding that, again, I've already said that Democrats believe that if they say it, it must be true. So now they're going to spin this new yarn to tell you that Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden, who doesn't even know what day it is half the time, and Michael Bloomberg are among the most moderate of the party, and that the reason they don't like Bernie Sanders is that he's an open socialist. First off, Donald Trump called him an open communist because he is. And there's a whole bunch of other communists standing up there trying to claim that they're just Democrats. No, the whole field are radicals. And in fact, I would direct you to my new best friend. Not really. I don't know if I'm his best friend, but my new fave, and that is Trevor Loudon, who has a book coming out in March talking about just how moderate some of these Republican, these Democrat candidates are for president. Many of them have communist ties to China, to the Soviet Union, to the old Soviet Union, to Russia, to communists. They're members and supporters of the Communist Party, USA, and they're going to lie. Now, the thing that bugs me is that we have people who know the Democrats, and we're talking about core Democrat strategists, politicians, and the like, Democrats of today. We are not talking about everyday Democrat voters. I don't demonize the voters who do it, unlike the Democrats demonize us as deplorables and such. But these Democrats are going to try to put one over on you. They lie, they cheat, they steal. But when they say, oh, Joe Biden is a moderate, nothing could be further from the truth. When they say Michael Bloomberg, who may well become the candidate, and that's going to infuriate Bernie Sanders' followers because they're already threatening to riot, you find that they're still lying. I mean, nowhere else in our lives can we be lied to and lied to and lied to and keep giving them opportunities to rebuild that credibility that they never, ever had than in politics. And I think it's because of the media and its ability to continue to spin a yarn and never take responsibility for anything. I think Republicans are fit to be tied about this. You're going to see this over and over, but I'm just sort of putting up the you know, watch out for this. Believe me, I don't think this is anything unique. I think active conservatives and Republicans know this is happening, and we just got to be armed with the facts. Things like MAGAPill.com we're going to be armed with. So we're going to take another break right now. Hopefully when we come back, we're going to have Laura Loomer talk about her brand of activism, which is fascinating because I was looking her up on Wikipedia. I'm going to let her know this. I was looking her up on Wikipedia, and apparently Wikipedia, which is also biased, wants us to know that Laura Loomer is a radical, and Laura Loomer is part of the alt-right. So we'll let her comment about that when we come back. You're listening to Spouting Off here with your host, Karen Cataline, on BBS Radio Station 1. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. On BBS Radio Station 1, and I am your proud and sometimes, hopefully, your humble host, Karen Cataline. I'm just delighted to have on our next guest. Her name is Laura Loomer, and I had her website up here just a moment ago, but this is funny. Number one, welcome Laura Loomer. She is unique to Spouting Off. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for so much for having me on your show.
It's great. Laura Loomer has jumped the wall around Pelosi's Napa Valley mansion with a group of alleged illegal immigrants who are carrying a tent with images of Americans killed by illegal immigrants. Laura has just shaken stuff up. I'm a fan because I think that Republicans in general are just too darn nice. But Laura, I want to read to you, and you probably know this, since if you're over the target, that's when they start attacking you. So you must be over the target. And that's what we're going to talk about. Wikipedia is just beginning a couple of sentences about you. Laura Loomer, okay, is an American political activist, conspiracy theorist, and internet personality noted for her far-right politics and commentary. Now, do you think that they would say that about anybody else? If someone was a Democrat, would they say it that way?
No, definitely not. And what's even worse about Wikipedia, I think a lot of people don't know how Wikipedia works. There's this kind of assumption, right, that people have access to control their own Wikipedia pages, and you don't. Wikipedia is actually was founded by a member of the far left who hates President Trump, and Wikipedia locks Wikipedia pages. So if I wanted to have somebody try to edit my Wikipedia page to you know, obviously correct some of those lies and just pure defamation that's posted about me there, it locks the page. I'm not able to, and my staff or people who have tried to hire to do this have not been able to do it. But they allow for groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations and the SPLC and all of these like left-leaning groups and actual terrorist organizations to go in there and smear me and just post absolute lies. So, you know, they accuse me of being a racist. So they say I'm alt-right. If you click on alt-right, it takes you to a page about white supremacy and Nazism, even though I'm Jewish. But that's the problem with Wikipedia. And, you know, that's what the left does. They try to assassinate people's characters, but I'm still standing and, you know, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, you're a feisty Jewish chick and I'm proud of you. Like
you.
I am. That's why. See, if a non-Jewish person said that to you, they'd probably say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to say that. No, you're allowed to say that. You've been really at the forefront of making us aware of other forms of censorship on social media. And you have this article right now about Florida Senator Joe Gruters. And tell us about this and about why you're so involved in this story. By the way, people can read this article at loomered.com, right? Loomered,
yes,
LOOMERED.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Great. Tell us about that. This.
So I am the most banned censored person in the country, mostly because my investigations and my reporting and commentary was so effective in exposing the left and, you know, people like Ilhan Omar that groups like CARE and these big tech social media companies colluded to shut me down. And Senator Joe Gruters is the chairman of the Republican Party here in Florida. He's a senator from Florida. And he recently proposed legislation to penalize the big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter, $75,000 per instance of them banning people or censoring people for their political speech. So I was permanently banned for a post in which I said Ilhan Omar was anti-Jewish. Obviously, that's entirely factual because even the Democrats were forced to draw up an anti-Semitism resolution because of Ilhan Omar's inability to control the Jew hatred that spews out of her mouth like a garbage disposal. And so I was permanently banned. And they said that was hate speech, right? Calling somebody anti-Jewish is hate speech, according to Twitter or Facebook. And what we're seeing is a lot of people are being shut down and banned from these sites like Facebook and Twitter. And they're being accused of being bigots for their political speech, which is being branded as hate speech. Well, first of all, there's no such thing as hate speech, okay? There's no such thing as hate speech, and the courts in our country have already determined this. And so it really is just kind of this blanket statement that's being used to silence and censor and disenfranchise members of the silent majority, conservative Americans, people who go against the radical left-leaning agenda of these tech companies, all of whom are owned and operated by, you know, far left individuals, people like Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, Sundar Pichai, who all happen to be donors, right? Democrat Party donors. So, look, it's undeniable that there is bias against conservatives. There's bias against Trump supporters on these social media sites. And, you know, do I think that Joe Gruters' legislation is the end-all solution? I think it's a good step, but this is going to require you know, a national discussion and a national debate. And there needs to be antitrust laws. There needs to be antitrust investigations. I have filed an antitrust lawsuit against Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Apple. And, you know, it's very incestuous. People don't understand how the people who have been put in positions, like the head of the antitrust investigation here in the United States, okay, the guy used to work for Google. They have all these conflicts of interest. And the reason why nobody is getting anything done and why these companies are able to commit these egregious civil rights and free speech violations against American citizens is because, you know, the people who are supposed to be taking care of us and the people who are, you know, supposed to be calling these companies out for their antitrust violations and their monopolistic practices are, well, a lot of them are in bed with these same people who have a financial interest to keep Trump supporters silent.
Yes. So articulate, so well said. What do you say to people? Conservatives are usually very hesitant. I mean, if you're really an ideological conservative, you're hesitant to make more laws and more government in order to address the egregious overstep of politicians. What do you say to people like that?
Well, I think people need to understand that we are now at a time in our society and culturally things have shifted to the point where Facebook and Twitter really are the digital public square. When you have the President of the United States alerting the American public, all right, this is my notice that if the, you know, if Iranian terrorists strike U.S. forces again, you know, it's not going to be good for them. And he said that that's the alert for Congress as well. He's posting it on Twitter. He's de-escalating a potential war with Iran with the Ayatollah on Twitter, right? He's talking to, you know, North Koreans and their government structure with tweets, right? He's organizing global summits with tweets. Here in Florida, we recently had to prepare for Hurricane Dorian, and I got lucky that we got lucky that it didn't slam into the District 21, Palm Beach, where I live, and I live in a mandatory evacuation zone. Governor Ron DeSantis and his wife were on the Weather Channel saying, all right, guys, you know, you really need to prepare. This is going to be a hurricane that has life-threatening consequences, and we're going to be posting emergency updates on Facebook and Twitter. So make sure that you go to Facebook and Twitter for updates. Well, what if you don't have Facebook and Twitter, right? You, whenever there's a mass shooting or any type of, you know, terrorist attack, the law enforcement agencies say, all right, we're going to have updates on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates, right? So these are now being used like utilities. And our news anchors and news agencies, all the mainstream media reporters, report the news and speak to their audiences with the assumption that every single person viewing has a Twitter and a Facebook account, right? They talk about, oh, well, today President Trump tweeted, or, oh, well, tell us what you think on Facebook and Twitter. And the reality is that every single day, more and more Americans, more and more people are being disenfranchised and silenced and shut down and being denied participation and access to this digital public square. Just like the Great. Communication yep. companies were broken up, right? We need to have some real antitrust investigations and antitrust breakups regarding these companies, because for all intents and purposes, they really are communication utilities.
I agree wholeheartedly, and we're going to have to drag conservatives and Republicans kicking and screaming to appreciate that. We got to take a break. Can you stay with us, Laura Loomer?
Yes.
Great. So glad you got so much to say. Great passion. Karen Cataline and Laura Loomer, my guest on Spouting Off. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back. This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off. Welcome back to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio Station 1. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and I'm delighted to have with us and her dog. See, I already like Laura Loomer because she has a dog. And
yeah,
we have one.
Dog.
What kind of dog you got, Laura?
I have an English bulldog.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Well, we have a Skye Terrier, and he's pretty feisty. I'm glad he's staying quiet at the moment. Well, we have Laura Loomer, who is a a provoker, not a provocateur, as you were called in the Wikipedia, but a provoker. And when people talk about fight back and push back, sometimes they think about Laura Loomer. That is great. And you can reach her at loomered.com, read about her goings on. I wanted to ask you about a little more about the anti-Jewish Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all the rest. I happen to have written a piece in Fox News not all that long ago. Leftists see bigotry everywhere except where it actually is. And I just find it fascinating that the same people who are, I mean, we see this in impeachment, we see this everywhere, they're constantly lecturing and dictating to us about things that they do. So right in their very midst, they have among the most hateful Jew haters, and not just Ilhan Omar, but they've been lecturing us for a long, long time now about bigotry and hatred and othering other people, but they other conservatives and people they don't like. So comment a little bit about your interactions with Ilhan Omar and, you know, with your wonderful talent for provoking in a good way.
Right.
How do we get people to see that? Because there's some people, not us, you know, they're playing catch up right now. We got to show them that what they're being presented is not
right.
The truth.
Well, and you said it beautifully there. These people like to preach about tolerance and hatred and all sorts of things. But they are themselves the most hateful people in the world. So that's what we're dealing with here. And look, I tried to warn people for the longest time about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and their hatred. You know, look, people didn't listen, and now people are starting to really see firsthand how hateful these women are. And they're promoting terrorism from the halls of Congress. They are spewing Jew hatred. They're awful, absolutely awful.
And sometimes, Laura, you just got to have it right in your face where you can see it, which is one of the reasons I'm happy when Bernie Sanders tells the truth, because he's only being a little more honest, not 100% about what he believes, not unlike the rest of the presidential candidates. Tell us about your antics with Nancy Pelosi. The last time I was in San Francisco, I drove by something that I found somewhat jarring, and that was Nancy Pelosi Boulevard in San Francisco. So tell us exactly about what happened with your foray into trying to let Nancy Pelosi know that she's part of the hypocrisy, the breathtaking hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, you know, Nancy Pelosi during the government shutdown was talking about how, you know, we need to build, we can't have a wall and we can't secure funding for the wall because a wall is an immorality. Those were her words. A wall is an immorality and it's not who we are as a people in this country. And Nancy Pelosi really is putting illegal aliens more so than Americans first. And Nancy Pelosi wants, you know, open borders. She doesn't want Americans to be protected from, you know, dangerous illegal migrants. But Nancy Pelosi lives in, you know, several multi-million dollar mansions that have walls and private security herself. And so last year in January, a little over a year ago, I actually went to California and I hopped over Nancy Pelosi's wall at her mansion. And I was able to actually find some illegal alien day labor workers at Home Depot. And I put them on her lawn in Napa Valley at her estate at 11 Zinfandel Lane. So, you know, we pitched the immorality tent and, you know, that's what we did.
And what happened? Were you arrested? What happened?
Well, look, as you know, you live in California, all right? You guys have.
No, I live in Colorado, but it's becoming California.
The number came up as California. My apologies. Well, in the same.
No, no, that's okay.
Doesn't matter. Colorado, California, you guys have these policies that are very dangerous called catch and release. Okay. And these are dangerous policies that have been created by Democrat leadership where you have Democrats who say, all right, well, you know, we're not going to enforce our immigration laws. And, oh, well, these people are all welcome here. And if they commit a crime or we find them to be illegals, we're just going to, you know, cite them, but we're not going to do anything because we can't because they don't have ID and we're going to release them back into the public. And they've really put handcuffs on police officers and law enforcement from arresting people who, you know, may or may not have ID or people who are here illegally. And so That's what happened, is this became the number one trending video on Twitter, despite the fact that I was banned. You know, it was quite remarkable, and it was live streamed. And if you watch the video, which is on my YouTube channel, you'll see that Nancy Pelosi was on the phone with the police officers, and we put her in a really tough situation because she was forced to either let us go, okay, or to press charges. But then, oh, well, Nancy Pelosi can't press charges against illegal aliens because I thought she said everyone's welcome here, right?
Brilliant. It's brilliant, Laura. I love it.
The police officers were then on video asking for ID, and it was hilarious because the illegal aliens in the video didn't have ID, well, because they were illegal. So the police couldn't cite them, and then on video, you literally see these illegal aliens then get into their car and leave. So not only were they, you know, they didn't have ID, but they were now driving without driver's licenses, okay? They're posing a security threat. So then I thought to myself, wow, the only reason why I wasn't arrested today is because I had illegal aliens with me, real illegal aliens, and Nancy Pelosi didn't want to embarrass herself or look like a hypocrite. So I'm going to go dress up in sombreros and ponchos and go to her nephew's home, Gavin Newsom, and I'm going to do the same thing but without the illegals. I'm going to dress up as an illegal. So 2 weeks later, that's what I did, and I went to the California governor's mansion, and I dressed up, and I brought my immorality tent with me. And it was very hilarious. And we brought bags of poop and bags of needles, hypodermic needles, not the ones infected with HIV and AIDS like the people of California are subjected to every day. But we put them on Gavin Newsom's lawn. So I dropped these bags of poop and needles on his lawn, and I hopped over the fence. And I ended up getting arrested for, take this, get this, trespassing. But I don't know how you have trespassing when everyone's welcome here. So according to the Democrats, you're not allowed to have a fiesta and La Casa de Nancy Pelosi or Gavin Newsom, but you're sure as hell allowed to, you know, walk across the United States border with your 10 children and, you know, prop yourself in a community, you know, across the United States and just expect the United States taxpayers to foot the bill of over $200 billion a year for your services, which is what American taxpayers are paying to, you know, pay
for
illegal immigration.
You're the radical, right?
Yeah, I'm the radical, right, according to Gavin Newsom, who tried to get me thrown in jail. Can you get this?
Yeah.
So I had to sit in the Sacramento County Jail and take my mugshot in a poncho and a sombrero, right? And I had to sit in this dirty little cell, and it's one of the top three worst jails in America, okay? But then the illegal alien who killed Kate Steinle was treated like a victim, okay? And he received, you know, defense paid for by the taxpayers, and Gavin Newsom was out there advocating for this murderer and advocating for, you know, illegal aliens who murdered innocent police officers. But then they're trying to put American journalists behind bars for simply exposing their hypocrisy. This is how evil people like Nancy Pelosi and how evil people like her nephew, Gavin Newsom, are.
Laura, you are such a joy. I love it. I mean, I'm always trying to tell Republicans to stop being so darn nice. And this is how you have to fight back and fight fire with fire. I have a question for you, and I'm going to ask it to you, and we're going to take one more break. And when you come back, we come back, and then you can tell us. I'm about to use a Yiddish word that has made it into the general lexicon. Most everybody knows what it is. To what do you owe your chutzpah? Hold on. We'll be right back. Karen Cataline on Spouting Off. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
Welcome back. We've got more great surprises with Laura Loomer and her dog. What's your dog's name?
Loomer. It's Loomer.
Loomer. His name Loomer. Is Loomer?
Yes, oh, Loomer the Bulldog, because she's a bulldog. Oh, Loomer like the Bulldog.
Well, hi, Loomer. Take a chill. We'll be done soon. So before the break, I asked you the quintessential question, to what do you owe all this chutzpah that you have?
Well, you know, my parents are trying to figure out the same exact thing, and I don't really know where it came from. You know, my parents are not even very political people, and so for me, I think it was just something I was maybe born with. I don't know. I get asked this question a lot, but, you know, a lot of people, they grew up in homes where their parents are political, and then that's where, you know, they kind of build their foundation, but when I first started doing a lot of my journalism and activism, my family really wasn't too fond of it. They're conservative, but they thought that it was a little out there. But now they love it, and I think that they've learned a lot, and I'm constantly informing them about things that are happening in the world that they don't necessarily hear about on the mainstream media.
You know, Laura, it's so interesting to me, like there's a double standard for everything, but particularly when Republicans fight back. One of the things mm-hmm. they hate most about Donald Trump is this the first street fighter we've ever really had. Even
right.
Ronald Reagan had to be polite about it. So they're allowed to hold severed heads of a president, but we're not allowed to be impolite. And so the fact that you break through all that hypocrisy, I think it just makes them crazy. And I love it.
Thank you.
I mean, you're confronting them in a way that they need to be confronted, and the stakes could not be higher. We're not talking about, oh, we just want to win political power. We want to protect our country. We want to protect our Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. Let's get into, with the time we have left, the fact that you are running for Congress in Donald Trump's district, and you said you have a good chance of winning. Tell us about that. That sounds exciting.
Yes, I am running for Congress as a Republican in Florida's 21st Congressional District. And, you know, it's here in Palm Beach, Florida. And it's great because President Trump recently just became a resident of the district. He and Melania just changed their registration. And so I'm running against a Democrat incumbent by the name of Lois Frankel, who was one of the first Democrats to call for impeachment. She's been in Congress for four terms, but she's had a political career here in Palm Beach for a little over 35 years. But look, it's a presidential election year. It is a Democrat district, but it is winnable. And I'm blessed to have Taryn Giorno, who was President Trump's Florida state director during his presidential race in 2016, running my campaign as my chief strategist. And we're getting a lot of support. And, you know, just the other day, the FEC reports came out, and I not only out-fundraised all of my GOP primary opponents, but also Lois Frankel combined. So I'm breaking fundraising records. I'm doing so while being banned, doing something that people on the left and the right told me would be impossible. And at the end of December, President Trump even retweeted a tweet in support of my campaign. So I'm on, you know, the race is on President Trump's radar. It is, given that it is his district. And I'm really looking forward to helping Republicans take back the House and flipping this seat.
Well, there are seats that stand to be flipped because of the preposterous, stupid, and ridiculous impeachment hearings that were just fascinating for people to see just how detached from law and order and the rule of law and due process they really are. But the notion, the very idea that you could be sitting, God willing, in Congress with Rashida Tlaib, well, hopefully some of them will be gone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Ilhan Omar, do you think Ilhan, this whole foursome of that I think the Democrats want to get rid of because they're too honest. They say a lot of the things many Democrats believe, some, but Democrats have been taught not to say what they really think because they can't sell their ideas if they're honest. What do you think about these four or five real radical communist, socialist, Jew haters? Do you think they'll be back? Do you think they'll be back to face you?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be back. But, you know, they were elected in deep blue areas. People like Rashida Tlaib ran unopposed. And who knows? I don't know if they will be reelected. But regardless of whether they are or not, and I hope they're not, they're going to meet their match in me. Because just as I confronted and exposed them as a journalist and during my times, you know, as an activist, and I have, that's the difference between me and all these other, you know, candidates running for office who are, you know, promising to take these people on. I actually had a career doing this prior to being banned everywhere. There's already videos of me out there confronting Ilhan Omar. I was the first person to expose and confront Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, right? I chased AOC down the street. I confronted Maxine Waters in an elevator. I put illegal aliens on Nancy Pelosi's lawn. So, you know, I'm looking to get to Congress and really be a voice for the silent majority and, you know, let these people know that, you know, so long are their days of spouting out radical anti-American rhetoric in the halls of Congress, because I'm just not going to have it when I'm in Congress.
Well, that is spectacular. And along with conservatives who tend to be overly polite, I've got to ask from Jewish woman to Jewish woman, when there are Jewish conservatives, we do tend to be an outspoken and, I hate to say, immodestly formidable lot. I mean, Mark Levin and Dennis Prager, and once Jews get in their right mind, you know, they can be formidable. But so many Jews still aren't getting it about Donald Trump. Now, if I had a nickel for every time I was asked, why are Jews so liberal? I always tell them Rabbi Lapin's great line. The very fact that 78% of Jews vote Democrat is proof positive that the myth of Jewish higher intelligence is purely a myth. But you are not one of the type of Jews who keep their head down and say, oh, we don't want to make waves. So that is a beautiful thing. What do you answer when people ask you, why are Jews so liberal?
Well, I think that a lot of Jewish people, you know, I think that they, because of the Holocaust in particular, I think that a lot of Jewish people, they are a minority, right? Let's get that straight. Jews are a minority. There's 15 million Jews left in the world. And the Democrats,
a tiny minority,
have been able to position themselves as the party for minorities, right? And they are constantly messaging that they are the best party for minorities, when it couldn't be farther from the truth. They're not, actually. I mean, I don't know how any Jewish person would want to stand with a party that can't even pass an anti-Semitism resolution. Okay, you have these people, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, basically saying they want to obliterate and destroy Israel, talking about supporting the BDS movement, refusing to condemn Hamas, all right, saying that Israel doesn't have a right to exist. And, you know, when you look at the numbers, when you compare the numbers of nearly 2 billion Muslims in the world and 15 million Jews, and then you see how, you know, every single year over 90,000 Christians in the world are persecuted. Christians are the most persecuted people in the world. It doesn't look so good for the Jews and the Christians, right? So it's a matter of survival. And I think, I always joke, I say President Trump's our first Jewish president, because he's just the most pro-Israel, pro-Jewish president we've ever had. And yet they still call him a Nazi. It's really sick.
Well, they call you a bigot. They call you a white supremacist,
exactly,
too. So
exactly.
You can wear it as a badge of courage.
I know that they have a big Jexit movement, and I'm hoping, and I'm seeing here that there's, you know, there's great groups like RJC, Republican Jewish Coalition, that are really working to help bring a lot of these Democrat Jews over to the Republican Party. But I think it's also generational, right? And there's a lot of people who, they've been lifelong Democrats, and, you know, as Jews, or, you know, even non-Jews, just voting Democrat, and for them, it's a really big deal to even just change their registration. And I mean people who are planning on voting for Trump, but for some reason, they just, like, don't want to change their party affiliation. So there's a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents who are voting for President Trump. And I know because I meet these people who are Jewish and they're Democrats, and they tell me they want to vote for me, but it's a closed primary, so you have to be registered as a Republican. And they're like, oh, well, if I don't vote for you in the primary because I'm a Democrat, well, I'll vote for you, you know, in the general when I win the primary.
Yeah.
So I'm getting support. I'm getting donations from Democrats, people who are donating to me because they're just so sick of the Jew hatred. Right.
So, Laura, we got to run. Yeah. So you're so articulate, so a great candidate to send to Congress. Tell everybody how they can reach you, how they can send you a few bucks. And we're going to try and stay in touch with you and find out how your campaign is doing.
Yeah, you can go to lauralemerforcongress.com and you can sign up for my email updates. It's not like you're going to find my campaign on Facebook or Twitter. I'm on Parler. I'm on Gab. And if you want to donate, you can just make an online donation at lauralemerforcongress.com.
A valuable thing to do. Thank you so much for your time, Laura Loomer. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Good. That's about all the time we have for this edition. Thanks to Doug, my producer, and to BBS Radio. Thanks to my dear husband, the guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. That means he has a really high IQ, if anybody's guessing. Tune in next week when there's going to be so much to spout off about. More to spout off about here on Spouting Off.